Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Good morning. Ready for our first weekend in December? Nice and cold for you. Yeah, with those temperatures, it will moderate just a touch. But last hour, talked to the folks up at Seven Springs. They're getting ready for a opening weekend starting tomorrow morning at 8. And joining us from KDK-TV, my colleague and friend Barry Pintar, who we shared time at Clarion University back in the day before it was Penn West.
Barry. Yeah, that's way back in the day.
Well, that's kind of why I wanted to talk to you. I know you've been actually doing some research in a story about how the city is trying to get that feeling back downtown around the holidays, and there are a number of organizations working hard to do that. So what did you uncover?
Yeah, you're right. You know, I mean, it is absolutely amazing what downtown Pittsburgh used to be for so many years at Christmas. Those of us who have been around, you don't have to really be around that long. I mean, it was a magical place. You and I have talked about before, to me, one of the most magical times was when KDKA Radio was in the windows downtown, you know, doing their fundraising, and you were giving out Farkleberry cookies, and next to you was a window with a dancing Santa Claus, and it was just such a destination, not only because of that, but of course we had Kaufman's Gimbals and Horns. People actually did Christmas shopping back in those days. But having said that and talking about all that nostalgia, to your point, Larry, you know, I just, as someone who covers these kinds of things, I've got to give props to the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, because as we know, they do an incredible job of just making downtown a destination, to the point where you and I were talking this morning, last, 2024 and 2023, Wallet Hub named downtown Pittsburgh is the second best destination for Pittsburgh in the entire country. Isn't that incredible?
Wait a minute. Second best in the country?
It is, yeah. So now keep in mind, when they do these surveys of these types of things, they're looking at affordability, transportation, ease to park, and of course, but at the top of the list are things to see, things to do, ways to get that feeling. So, yeah, like in the top, I know right away you're thinking, oh, it has to be Manhattan, New York City. Well, I've done Manhattan, I've done New York City, and while it is spectacular, you can't move, you go broke, forget getting an FAO Schwartz, there's a line forever, forget getting closer to the Christmas tree. If you're going to take a picture of the tree at Rockefeller Center, there's going to be 8 million people around you, forget ice skating. So they took all that into account. And yes, downtown Pittsburgh, because of the rink at PPG Place, because of the downtown market, because of the Horns tree, as I still call it, or the Highmark tree, because of the Creche, the exact replica of, from Vatican City, at U.S. Steel Plaza, all of those things add to the magicness of downtown Pittsburgh. And just by the way, I know I'm going on and on and on, but I just learned this recently, talking about a little bit of research I did. Last year, 3 million people visited downtown Pittsburgh for Christmas. So it certainly isn't dead, is it?
No. And, you know, obviously we have, like any major city, our share of issues to deal with. But it has gotten progressively better, and we anticipate that that will continue. There are so many stakeholders involved in making sure of that as we put a national spotlight on the region with the largest spectator event in history coming in April with the NFL draft.
Incredible. I know. And we just had the U.S. Open here. You know, we are a destination city. Let's face it. You know, what was it? Did National Geographic, I'm sorry, I'm pulling all these things out of my hat, but didn't National Geographic just name Pittsburgh as one of the top 10 places to visit in 2026 in the world?
Yes.
Did you hear that one?
Yeah, 100%. And
yeah. Think about that. That's insane. I mean, we are lucky to live where we live. That's the bottom line.
And Barry, you spent a lot of time, even though you're from here, out on the West Coast. And
right.
There was probably a part of you that always felt like you were missing something by not being here.
There's no question about that. And, you know, Larry, we've talked about this before in terms of the way we started this thing. I am not whistling Dixie when I talk about missing, longing for, wishing I could go back into a time capsule those days where you were literally sitting in that downtown window, passing out the Farkleberry cookies and listening to people come. I don't know. You know, there's just these times in history there's something so magical about them. You just never forget them. And that's certainly what that was. I mean, I don't know you. I want to hear. I've been asking, by the way, audience listening at home, I've been saying, Larry, let me interview you about this. Because I wanted to, I mean, if you don't mind me asking quickly, what was it like sitting there doing that? Did you feel the magic we felt listening to you?
You know, what advantage I had was to be able to listen to it. Growing up, Jack Bogut sat in this air chair, and he's still with us. And
wow.
He helped create a lot of that feel and magic. And then when I was at Clarion, we invited Jack to our radio, and we emulated that in a bank window on Main Street, and he drove up. And I remember I was so impressed that he would do that for us. And then, of course, once we raised the money, we went downtown, and it was in front of Kaufman's when we brought the money, and he would interview the people dropping money, as you remember. And
right.
He said, "Oh, my friends from Clarion and the radio station there are here." And then I got a tour of KDKA that very day, the late Harry O'Toole. So, and then I got to come back after several years and be in the window. You're right. For me, it was a magical thing to be able to do that and follow then John Cigna too. So it was to be in the window, and then all the people were so excited to come to the city
and
be a part of it. And then you would listen throughout the day, and you know, it wasn't spectacular, but it was at the same time fulfilled. It was like comfort food for your ears.
Well, you know, that's a great way to put it, but I respectfully disagree. It was spectacular. I mean, you know, just like, "Hi, my name's Jennifer, and I'm from the cheerleading squad at Bethel Park High School. And
we've been
going door to door collecting, and we raised $853 for..." What was it? Was it Children's Hospital? I don't remember.
Yeah,
or whatever.
What? That's blasphemy. Of course it was Children's Hospital.
Okay. I thought, well, you know.
Well, I'll tell you a quick story. So then Bishop Donald Wuerl came to the window.
Oh, wow.
He was going to make a donation. And I had met the bishop before, so I knew him. But the producer, who wasn't Catholic, didn't really know who he was. And he was there with two children, and it happened to be his niece and nephew. But over the loudspeaker, without him knowing, he said to me, "Are those the bishop's kids?" I said,
you're kidding. I love it.
"No, that's his nephew and niece." And he kind of looked at me and gave me that wry smile. But there were many moments interacting with our listeners that, yeah, that was fun stuff. So Barry,
oh, it was great. It was great. You know, I know, you know, mom's cooking cookies, grandma's cooking cookies, pies. Now, you know, you just put it on and it was your best friend the time that was going on. But yeah, terrific. But like I said, ending on a positive note, thanks to the Pittsburgh Downtown Partnership, visit Pittsburgh. You know, we have a whole new administration coming in who's on the same page. Downtown Pittsburgh is certainly not dead, to the point where it to this day is being named a destination. So we want to celebrate what it is, as well as fondly remember what it was, if I may say so myself.
And before you go, is there anything you want to tell us about you? Something coming soon? Or is that secret?
I think it might be secret. Right. I don't know. I'm right, sitting outside of an ortho office waiting to get my knee looked at. But yeah. One of the newscasts, you'll just be seeing me a little bit more and sitting behind the desk. I think you know, they may announce that sometime soon.
Congrats. And thanks for jumping on. Have a great weekend. Good luck with your knee.
Hey, thank you, brother. I'll let you know. You too. All your folks, have a great weekend and Merry Christmas to you.
Barry Pintar from KDKA-TV. Yeah, you'll be seeing more of him. Just that's the hint.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan, equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Tim Myra Rush from our newsroom in studio. Good morning.
Good morning. I heard you talk about sitting in the window.
The windows at Kaufman's Horns and Gimbel's.
I remember that, but I was back here as a producer. But I remember I used to be like, can you bring me some Farkleberry cookies? Remember?
Yeah, yesterday was National Cookie Day. We got nothing.
We got nothing. But we should bring back the Farkleberry cookies.
I think we still have some in the storage room.
Oh, my God. Yes, we do. But those were the days. That's when downtown was booming.
True.
Your parents would bring you down and, you know, you would look for Santa, just to look at the windows. Yeah. I mean, that's when we were really living. Now, I don't know if you want to bring them again. You don't want to do that to
them. Well, everything, you know, so many people online.
But where would you put them? Are there department stores down there, downtown?
Not really.
What is it, Burlington?
They turned Macy's into apartments.
Correct. But is Burlington still? Yeah, Burlington.
Remember
is
Lazarus.
Lazarus. Yes. Lazarus.
What a name for it. Yeah. And it ain't coming back.
But yeah, where would you put it? In Burlington?
That's actually a great question.
There are no department stores down. Well, maybe Mr. Mayor-elect Corey O'Connor should think about that. That would be great to bring back a big box store and do the whole Farkleberry cookie thing, do the whole, you know, bring back the windows. That would be absolutely phenomenal. It really, really would. That's what we look forward to as children.
Yeah, it was originally Jack Bogut, Art Palin.
Yes.
We had 90-6 with Bill Steinbach.
Mm-hmm.
Fox.
I didn't know him.
Roy Fox?
I didn't know Roy Fox, no.
Was it Roy Fox?
I don't know.
Anyway.
You're just naming people. I didn't say.
Trish Beatty.
Tris Bailey. I didn't know I was here. I came in 1995, I think.
Fred Hansberger.
Of course, I knew Hansberger.
The Hans man, Mike
Pintek. Mike Pintek, Bob Logue in the Undercover Club. I started there. I started under
you
the
were
covers.
In the Undercover Club? Yeah, what was under those
I was
covers?
With some
What's trending?
I can't tell you that.
All right.
But I was under the covers for a long time.
I'm going to leave
but
that.
No,
at
we
that.
Don't want to go there. You don't want to be out sitting there. I mean, it would be nice, but it's cold. Cold temperatures, rainy, wet.
Well, we did a stint where we went to every Friday for a while. Fairly recently with Kevin Battle, we would go out to breakfast places and sit and talk to people. I kind of like that.
Yeah.
Plus,
I mean,
you ate well.
But you did eat, but you weren't in the thick of things because when you do that, like, are there a large amount of people there? You know, downtown, people are working, coming through. So you had an opportunity, to speak to more people from all over because people come into town to work. I mean, when you're at a restaurant, there are specific people coming in that that would visit the restaurants every day. So, I mean, to have that, you know, that.
You know, I cooked at Eaton Park.
Oh, here we go. Here we go.
No. Remember when they had that saying, there's always something special cooking?
Yes.
When I was there, they just didn't know what it was.
You weren't special.
So what's trending, T?
What's trending is Taylor Swift.
Taylor, what's
she
doing?
Do you remember when you got married, how your ceremony was? Do you remember all of that?
Yeah, it was at Heinz Chapel.
Oh, okay.
On the University of Pittsburgh's property there near the cathedral.
Well, the venue is at Rhode Island's Ocean House, and it was already reserved. So she paid some astronomical amount of money.
Why didn't it happen to me?
I'm trying to tell you. I could have just made it up, told my husband, let's go. Say we're getting married at the Ocean House. So she paid for that day there.
So she bought off the people who had it reserved.
Apparently it's June 13th, 2026. And 13th is symbolic to her for some specific reason. You know, she's a little different. She's a little different, but Swift's wedding date of June 16th also appears intentional. The singer has long been associated with the number 13, and numerology enthusiasts have noted additional significance in the date. When written as 6/13/26, the numbers sum to 18, which reduces to 9, a number often linked to completion and the end of one cycle, making way for a new beginning. So she's into numbers.
That's deep.
That's what I do. Just let's get married with all the other stuff. What
Someone
day?
Would have bought
Tomorrow.
My,
let's
my
go.
Date out.
And talk about great people. Great. Paul Skeens. I love them. Paul Skeens and Livy Dunn.
Livy Dunn and Paul Skeens. Didn't they go on a ship?
Yes, a USO tour to meet with sailors at sea, 1,300 sailors. They learned about the missions, the missions, how they operate, and what it's like living on an aircraft carrier. Talk about two great people.
I'm sure the guys on board were happy to see Paul.
Paul Skeens, yes. That's great. He's a great, great,
and
great
maybe
great
Livy,
guy.
Too.
I mean, you can go there. I mean, it's fine. I'm not mad at you. I like Paul Skeens. I like him. Anyway, moving on. Top trending searches of 2025 revealed by Google.
What do we got?
Zoran Mamdani.
New mayor of New York.
Erica Kirk.
Okay.
K-pop Demon Hunters. They were among the top.
K-pop.
It's a Netflix
Korea?
Smash hit K-pop Demons. Followed by La Boo Boos.
Sorry you mentioned that.
La Boo Boos, yeah. The Monster Dolls, they were a part of it too. So, I mean, we got some, you know, Charlie Kirk was also one of the top names searched. But I couldn't. Zoran Mamdani. Mamdani. Zoran Mamdani.
It won't be the last time you hear that name either. T, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Have a great weekend.
Bye.
And that's what's trending with T. One night only, Wednesday, December 17th, our Odyssey Pittsburgh stations, all five are going to be flipping the turntables, turning Mike's Beer Bar on the North Shore into the biggest Christmas karaoke spot, with on-air hosts, local celebrities taking the mic to sing. Celebrity karaoke. Did this last year. It was a blast. It was really fun. And there's no admission cost, just asking you to bring canned food donations to support North Hills Cares. And you can get details, as always, a great resource at kdkradio.com. One of the biggest local stories this week for me was Waymo coming to our hometown. And why not? The technology was developed here. So I wanted to share a conversation with Executive Director of the AI Strike Team, Joanna Dovin, who Paul and I had a chance to talk to, and she was the point person to make this happen.
Thank you for having me on, Larry. Many people in Pittsburgh don't know, Pittsburgh actually was the proving ground for Waymo's technology. It really spun out of Carnegie Mellon University. And then at Bakery Square, Waymo still has an office, but it got started there. So we started seeing Waymo deploy in cities. Well, first it was, you know, Phoenix. It was warm weather cities, cities with not a lot of snow. We thought, we want Pittsburgh to be top of the list, one of the first cool weather deployments, and make the pitch that this is a full circle moment for Pittsburgh. Too often, we are the city that does all of the innovation, but other cities benefit, right? Whether it's job growth elsewhere or whatnot, we want to own that innovation and we want to own the moment. So for the strike team, getting Waymo to put Pittsburgh at the top of their list, and we are a top. So they've announced about 15 cities so far. So we are one of those cities. And you think about the why on that. When you look at where they've announced launching, there's two main factors that they were choosing. And one was just market size, like how big is the market? So we're competing with the fact that, you know, our metro is about 2 million or so. We're still a big city, but we're not like a Detroit, which is like 4 million, or a Baltimore, which has the DC metro in its vicinity. So we had that. And then, of course, we have our hills, we have our bridges, we have our potholes, we have our weather. So we had to make the case. To be honest, when you reverse engineered it, it wasn't a terribly hard case to make. At some point, they want to be in every city. And we argue that Pittsburgh was a city that they should focus on. So we're very excited.
Joanna, take us in a little deeper on your presentation. What did it take to sway them?
Well, what I can say is, making the ask and pushing in all aspects right now is critically important. The world is changing very fast. Capital is moving rapidly. There are cities competing, whether it's, you know, Columbus or Tampa, for innovation talent, for tech jobs. So there are a lot of people in Pittsburgh that have strong connections to Waymo. So it's, you know, understanding that Pittsburgh leaders want to roll out the red carpet for Waymo. You know, I talked about the new modernized airport. How much Christina Katsotis is leaning into innovation. At some point, you know, Waymo is looking at signals, so they're going to want to, at some point, you know, go to the airport. And so you put together all of the pieces of momentum that Pittsburgh has, and then you go right to Carnegie Mellon. This is where Waymo's technology was essentially founded, in Pittsburgh.
In part of the connection, obviously, to CMU and the technology and the mindset that we have here, but also the challenges of our topography. So they figured if they can navigate Pittsburgh, they can navigate anywhere. That said, I know this is going to be initially tested with a driver behind the wheel in the downtown core. Will it go over any bridges? How far will that area service extend?
I'm not privy to all of the details of Waymo's testing and deployment. You know, I suspect if you look at historically how they've rolled out in other markets, they will test and they will perfect, and their number one focus is safety. There is a really interesting article in The Economist that looked at robo-taxis, particularly Waymo. And the reality is this is an amazing statistic. They are 90% safer than a human driver taxi. 90%. What does that mean? It means 90% safer from a reduction in casualties and accidents and property damage. They're extremely safe. And the reason why they're safe is that there's so much due diligence. So the testing will be underway. In some markets, they've tested for 6 months and then they've prepared launch, and others it's been less. So we'll see. I think it's significant that they're testing in the cold weather here. Now, that tells me that they want to test in the hardest environment in Pittsburgh, which is like in the next 2 months, and prove that it works here. I'm really excited. I mean, Larry, your experience taking a Waymo in San Francisco, you know, I had the opportunity to do that as well. And it's the future. In Pittsburgh, you know, we want to be living in a city where the future is built. Okay. We want to look ahead. We want to embrace the future. we're already doing in our universities, in our research centers, and the people here should benefit. Think about our senior population and getting rides and having more access.
I found it to be an incredible experience. It was hard to believe, especially when I did it the second time in Atlanta alone, that here I was in this vehicle that was driving itself through Atlanta, one of the biggest cities, obviously, in our country. And it follows the rules, which is part of why it's been so safe, is it doesn't divert from the safety factor first at all times, unlike human beings. So this is incredible. It's just the beginning. And
this testing period, how much longer will it go on before we might see this in service?
If you look at other markets, it seems to be around 6 months or so, right? But I do not work for Waymo, and I can't speak to that. The bottom line is Waymo wants to be in Pittsburgh. Waymo actually has employees here at Bakery Square, which is very interesting. People don't know that. Waymo has employees in Pittsburgh. Think about that fact. One of the most incredible technologies of our time is self-driving cars. For decades, this technology has been talked about. We thought it would have happened 10 years ago. It's happening now, and it's happening because of the innovation in Pittsburgh. So I will say that when my personal goal, and of course I do not control Waymo, the NFL draft is coming.
Right.
It'd be really cool to have, you know, the governor take the first ride in a Waymo with the commissioner.
I was just thinking
absolutely.
That's a good benchmark to set for. So we'll see if it happens. And appreciate your time this morning as always, Joanna. Thank you. Fascinating. More
Thanks.
To come.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks to a polar vortex, this morning's low dropped to 14 at the airport. That's just above the record of 12 in 1976. If you're disappointed, by the way, AccuWeather's forecast calls for two more polar vortex systems this month.
Isn't that lovely? Guess what? Well, when I saw that, I immediately decided to share it with you.
Isn't that nice? You're a terrific human being. Honestly, though, 3 in 1 month?
That
I was unaware that this was a polar vortex we're dealing with right now.
I can't remember a month where we've had three. So we're getting a hat trick here.
Jeez.
The only people that are happy about it are up on the mountain at Seven Springs.
Mm-hmm. So Pitt is opening the NCAA volleyball tournament tonight. They're at the Pete against UMBC at 6:30.
And they are going for their fifth consecutive opportunity trip to the Final Four, and I'm hoping they finish.
How's that for excellence, huh?
Oh, they're great.
And then another national sports pundit is talking, Larry, about Mike Tomlin's future. This is former Steelers safety Ryan Clark.
Mike Tomlin is unfireable, in my opinion. But maybe it's best that Mike Tomlin's voice is elsewhere. Maybe it's best that you tear this entire thing down. Because what's happened for the last 10 years is they've been in championship purgatory.
Championship purgatory.
He has a way of turning a phrase, doesn't he?
Ryan, who was a great player here, has long been one of those players that actually still resonates with the sporting world around the nation. People, you know, he's popular and controversial at times, too.
So the question then is, will a win in Baltimore stop the speculation?
You mean of Coach T?
Mm-hmm.
It will temper it. But they have to stack wins. They've got the Miami Dolphins coming the following week for Monday Night Football. The Dolphins are kind of on a streak. They've won three in a row, but the Fish don't typically do well in cold weather.
Mm-hmm.
Then you go inside Ford Field in Detroit to take on the Lions. That's a good football team. Then on the road to face the Browns. And the Browns have upset some teams over the years, so you never know, Steelers, Browns, what's going to happen there. And then you host the Ravens to end the regular season, date and time not yet noted.
So let's say that they can split with the Ravens, that they beat the Dolphins and the Browns, and then they lose to Detroit. 3-2 in the last five. Will that be enough? That might be enough to win the division and go to the playoffs. And who knows what can happen then?
They're probably going to have to win the division to go to the playoffs. It's not out of the question, but yeah, you got to stack wins. And back to your original question, if you stack wins and win the division, that will temper some of the pushback on T.
Stack.
Coach T.
Stack.
Stack wins.
Stack.
Yeah, I mean, as a fan.
Yeah.
And on Tuesday, when Coach Tomlin addressed the media horde, salivating to ask him questions. He was pretty upfront. He was not as typically, you know, because he can be a little rough on the media.
Yeah, I agree. He was matter of fact and didn't get emotional.
And they, you know, the media deserves it too.
It was like he made up his mind. I'm not going to let anybody get to me today.
Yeah, you kind of got that sense. But he, you know, he gave it up. Hey, I'm disappointed too. Hopefully they figure it out, because he's right. Sports is an entertainment business, and when you're not winning, it's not as entertaining.
Mm-hmm.
And Steeler fans are passionate. They want a winner.
Well, for example, Penguins fans have plenty to talk about today. And it was a wild game last night, and it was good to be lucky. They walked away with a win in Tampa. They had a 3-goal lead, and it evaporated, and then Tampa Bay had a goal waved off in the last minute, and the Pens wound up winning 4-3.
Winning helps cure a lot of the ills that everybody's talking about. So we'll see what happens Sunday at 1 in Baltimore.
Thursday saw minimal movement for markets ahead of the latest inflation report due out today. The Dow dropped 31 points. The NASDAQ jumped 51. S&P added 7 points. The FDA is warning patients with diabetes. Abbott Diabetes Care has linked 7 deaths and more than 700 injuries to the faulty Freestyle Libre 3 and Freestyle Libre 3 Plus devices. The sensors may show incorrect low glucose readings, which could lead patients to make dangerous treatment decisions. A new report finds U.S. employers have now cut more than 1.1 million jobs this year so far, the first time that's happened since the COVID pandemic in 2020. Outplacement firm Challenger Gray & Christmas says DOGE's slashing of federal positions and the tech sector are largely driving the layoffs. And 7-Eleven is bringing one of its viral international sensations to the United States. The convenience store is now selling Japanese-style egg salad sandwiches inspired by the tamago sando sold in Japan. The special ingredient, Japan's Kewpie mayonnaise. That's your CBS Money Watch report for this Friday morning. I'm Jesse Mitchell, CBS News, New York.
You want a tip on something that's practical and maybe you could gift? It's a stocking stuffer. It's the hand bottle, that kind that the TSA lets fly with Sniper. Andy Amron, EV True Value, introduced this a long time ago, but this goes back to the pandemic. This is a hospital-grade virus killer that is also safer on people and pets. You can take it with you, and this time of cold and flu season, why not have it handy? You should have it on your person, in your purse, in your glove compartment, and you can get it at participating True Value hardware stores. That's Sniper.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.